This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado has its first reform to the fast-growing sports gambling industry. CPR's Ben Marcus.
The bill was signed into law on Monday. It will restrict the number of times in a day that someone can deposit money into their account. It bans the use of credit cards for sports gambling, and it requires the state to collect data from sports books and produce public reports. The bill was once a more sweeping reform that would have banned TV advertising and all prop bets, like how many points an individual player could score. But curtailing the industry too much was politically unworkable. The state has come to rely on sports gambling for tax revenue to fund water conservation projects. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Governor Polis has vetoed a bipartisan bill that would have forced future governors to be more transparent about how they try to influence the state legislature. The measure would have required lobbyists employed by the governor's administration to be treated like their private counterparts. They would have to publicly disclose their positions on bills. Polis, who's term limited, said in his veto letter that doing so would infringe on the governor's ability to independently evaluate legislation. Lawmakers say the bill was inspired by Polis's own heavy-handed approach to working with state lawmakers. In Metro Denver, decreasing clouds overnight, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow highs around 90 with a slight chance of afternoon storms. You're listening to CPR News.